episode of Mobster Talk.
Louie. Yeah, boss. Wait, I thought my name was Tony.
Whatever, Tommy, Louie.
Who's Tony? Who's Louie?
Tony.
Are you seeing someone else behind my back?
All right, Tony, it's about time I come clear to you. I'm blind.
Oh, no.
I've been blind this whole time, Tony. Never been able to see your big, beautiful bambino face.
But you've been hiding it so well, sir.
I know, that's because I'm crafty. My mother taught me when I was growing up and a small boy on the streets of Italy. Son, all the big boys have eyes. You're gonna need to be bigger than them.
Okay, you know what we're gonna do, boss?
What are we gonna do?
We're gonna get you the best medical attention possible.
Tony, I got this far without medical attention. I don't need it again.
But this is for your own good, sir.
Tony!
I want you to have what I have. I want you to have the eyes that you deserve.
Ask yourself, Tony, do you really live in a world worth staring at?
It's kind of cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, have you seen actual breasts? I'm sure you've played with them many a time. But you haven't seen them.
That's very true. I've spent my entire life without witnessing a glorious pair of boobs. Tony?
Yeah.
I respect that idea. I respect you. I want you to know that. I think it's about time I go down to the clinic and then a strip club.
I'll drive you.
And Tony?
Yeah?
Good talking to you.
Yeah.
From the basement of the Anson Building, it's the World Domination Hour. Moo-hoo-hoo-hee. I'm just doing that this week. Moo-hoo-hoo-hee.
That's it?
Okay, fair enough.
We were gone for 2 weeks.
That's fair
they deserve better than that.
Do you folks want more?
Yay!
Do you folks want an evil laugh?
Yay!
All right. Moo... Sorry.
Really?
I just coughed everywhere. Hold on.
There we go.
Okay,
that's
Baron's
better.
Back in business, and you're tuning in to the World Domination Hour, the world's first and only radio show that plays music for supervillains. And I am your ever-malevolent host, the Baron.
And I am his less-than-malevolent sidekick works for Frigor.
Frigor, we just got back from break, didn't we?
We did.
Yes. How was that for you?
I was broken.
Okay.
Into many pieces.
Oh, Frigor, your wit is as sharp as a trench knife.
Is that sharp?
Those are very sharp, Frigor. Those are incredibly sharp.
I haven't seen one since the war.
The war of 1812.
And, you know, the one before that.
Yeah, there was a couple before that. Which one were you in again?
I want to say French and Indian War.
On which side were you on?
The English.
Right on. You are tuning in to the World Domination Hour. I had a good break, too, Frigor.
Really?
I went to Okelua. It's a resort in Hawaii.
Really?
Yes. It was luxurious. The Baron was pampered by many fine hula girls.
And how did you get the money for this?
I stole it.
Of course.
From a couple when I was trying to board the airplane to get to Cincinnati. And I thought, you know what? When you're evil, you just need to treat yourself every once in a while.
Yeah.
You need to grab life by the wallet, you know? And then yank that wallet. And then, you know, punch life.
Punch things.
Yeah, so to ensure that life does not remember your face.
Basically, the moral of the story is, when life gives you lemons, punch life in the face.
Punch life in the face. Sound words indeed. And if you have any sound words of advice, you can call us in and tell us how evil your Thanksgiving was at 617-824-8852. Frigor!
Ah!
All right. So, you know about our Facebook page, right?
Yes, I was just updating it.
Really? What did you update on it?
We're live now. Really?
Really? We are! You guys gotta believe us. We can do anything. Here, check this out.
We can do anything we want at
WECD.fm. See, if we weren't live, we couldn't do that.
Yeah.
I know. You can see me. I've actually been dressed for the occasion. I am wearing fancy shoes.
Very fancy shoes.
Aren't they well polished?
Don't they have buckles?
Don't they, though?
They really do.
I feel like clicking them. There we go. Wasn't that a nice, healthy click there?
Wow.
Yes. You're tuning into the World Domination Hour, Frigor!
Yes.
I believe we have a package in the mail.
We do.
Yes. Would you care to open the package?
I shall open
that
said package.
That came in the mail?
I shall open the package.
Run away. Hurry and scurry.
I'm wearing my dee-dee-dee shoes.
I know. You want to click those for us?
I can't.
Okay. So, yeah, what's in the box?
Later.
Frigor, what's in the box, Frigor? What's in the box?
I will tell you in a moment, Mr. Pitt. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
A smaller box.
What's in the smaller box, Frigor? What's in the smaller box?
We have... things.
What are those things, Frigor, of which you speak?
They look like tickets.
Tickets to what, Frigor? Tickets to what?
It says two tickets to paradise.
Two tickets to paradise? What, Frigor? Two tickets to paradise? What?
Given to us by Eddie Money. I'm not entirely sure what this means.
Hmm. Well, it says that we must report to the airport after one sound break, one song break, and then our magical adventure begins.
Ooh. Yeah. Adventures!
Yes, all right. And while we're there, we could probably do evil things, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll stab
TSA,
some people.
TSA is useless.
Yeah, no, it's true. Remember that I got an entire French antique-era guillotine onto an airplane?
Yeah.
It was a bit of a stretch.
And you know who they frisked?
See what I did there?
Oh.
Oh, that was awful.
Oh.
Okay, you're listening to World Domination Hour. Follow us on Twitter at WECBWDH. Like us on Facebook. I think it's about time we get down to some music. Don't you think so, Frigor?
Yes, let's do.
Indeed, and speaking of do, here's a little doom to start you off from this World Domination Hour hiatus. Here's the theme from the greatest television show of all time, Invader Zim.
Black Sheep?
No, Invader Zim, Frigor. On WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College. Wasn't that a really elegant song transition, folks?
Listen. been locked out of sight all these years. Like me, my friend, well, I've come home to find you waiting.
All right, that's enough of that, Salinas Figo. You're listening to the World Domination Hour, and I think you were just listening to my friends from the Sweeney Todd movie, which I think is an adequate, you know, us getting back in form.
Yeah.
Back in the booth, doing what we do worst.
Say what?
Yes, and prior to that was the theme from the all-too-quickly-canceled Invader Zim television show.
Now, I had a question.
Yes. And in fact, if you have a question, you can ask it to us online at formspring.me/DearBaron.
Plug.
Plug.
Now, okay. Sweeney Todd.
Yes.
He goes psycho and starts slashing everybody.
I don't think psycho is an adequate term for it. I just prefer the term awesome, but yes.
Okay. Well, he goes mad and starts slashing people. Did he do that before or after? Did he do that before he came back? Because he says, my arm is complete.
Well, he was a barber. I think he really liked being a barber.
It was his life's passion.
Yes. Which really states how kind of a weird character he is.
Yeah, like, that's really weird if you think about it.
Speaking of really weird, you are tuning in to the World Domination Hour in Frigor! We have arrived from our very quick 3-minute plane ride.
I know, why did we need a plane?
Yes, and here we are.
We basically could have walked.
Yeah, I know, the studio's right there.
Yeah.
Wow, hi studio. Say hi, Will. Say hi, Lydia.
Hi.
All right, thank you. All right, here we are right now at Paradise.
Ooh,
what could that be? There's a giant mansion with ferns and palm trees and two giant Fabergé tigers standing wait.
And Orson Welles in the window clapping angrily.
Hello there, Orson. That's nice. You're not showing off to anybody. Quickly, Frigor, let's enter inside.
Okay.
Ah, hello there. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. You must be the people who have won the contest.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I'm the Baron. This is Frigor. Frigor?
I
bow.
I am bowing.
You bow harder.
I can't.
Bow harder.
My body doesn't bend that.
Mm. All right, there you go. That's what you get when you put in a little elbow spit. Ah, thank you so much for coming, my most wonderful guest. Please, you must join me for dinner in the parlor room where I will explain everything. Okay, Frigor, that sounds pretty cool with you.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool with me. I'm going to go ahead and hang up my coat.
All right.
And let's head into the parlor room.
Let's walk this way.
Talk this way. And talk this way.
If I could talk that way, I wouldn't need to go to the doctor every 12 hours.
No, we need to get you regularly checked up. Anyway, who are you, you mysterious person of individual interests? Ah, yes. My name is Shepperton O'Neill, and I am interested in having you help out with my latest project. That's cool.
What kind of project?
Well, I prefer to think of it as a mixture between performance art and game hunting. That sounds absolutely delightful, doesn't it, Frigor?
Are we going to
compliment the man on his shoes?
Those are very nice shoes, sir.
Thank you. I made them out of my last performance art.
I would compliment you on your shirt and everything above your waist, but I can't look that high right now.
I know, but the shoes are really nice, aren't they?
They are. Did you get those from Kohl's?
No, I got them from A. Cole. I won't question the wording of that, and I will simply thank you for offering your nice hospitality. Indeed, would you like to eat some of my many varieties of creme brulee? Oh, we'd love to eat some of your varieties of creme brulee. Frigor, how about we chow down and enjoy a song break, shall we?
Let's eat some creme brulee.
Indeed, you're tuning into the World Domination Hour. Call us in at 617-824-8852 and enjoy your creme brulee. Starting us off on this next song break, we have... All right, here's something from this band called the Orphan Voodoo Machine. Sorry, the Urban Voodoo Machine, and their song, Orphan's Laments. I hope you like it. This is going to be a fun
night.
No, you do not, Frigor.
I have no parents. Do, 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 do.
I don't know how to do the theme from Batman.
My mother was a hall, and me, I was the accident made when he came ashore. They sent me to the orphanage when I was a baby, but it was too late, then they said, and no one could save me. So I grew up hard, and I grew up mean. Was already a killer when I hit my teen. Snake Eye Jack, well, that's my name. Too tough to die. Circus, well, now I was 13. I was the scariest clown that they'd ever seen. The lions would roar and the tigers would fight as I cracked my whip into the night. My bad reputation spread from east to west to that I'm the devil, and so they say that I'm the devil's child. Some they say that I'm the devil, and some they say that I'm the devil.
You were just listening to Bourbon Soaked. No, sorry about that. That was The Orphan's Lament by the Urban Voodoo Machine. I'm certainly glad we had a track that smooth on there, didn't we, Frigor?
Yeah.
We're all about smooth on the World Domination Hour.
We're nothing but smooth.
It's like we're just, if you lay us down, you could put stones on our back, man.
Does that mean anything?
That means we're smooth, Frigor. That means we're smooth.
I've never heard that expression.
I know. I just made it up. Yes. And speaking of made it up, I'm so glad. So, what exactly was the deal with this contest anyway?
It was... Because all we got in the mail was like a bunch of letters that said, call now and enter for a chance to enter for a place in a contest to compete for a spot in a race to be a part of some sort of panel discussion on becoming a vegan malnourished individual, and then if you guess the six prime numbers in order, you get third place.
And you did that most excellently. I want to congratulate you.
But how did we get third place and still win?
Well, it looks like first and second are a bit late. Oh, well, that's a shame that they didn't show up. We're used to people showing up, right, Frigor?
Yeah,
I mean, we're popular individuals.
Yeah, I keep waiting for my dad to show up.
Aw, Frigor.
But
he ain't.
I know.
He never will.
Don't destroy my dreams.
Frigor, you can't destroy what shouldn't already exist. Don't forget this.
Why was I created to have dreams?
Yes. I hope you are enjoying the gazpacho. I made it with turnips.
Ooh.
Here you go.
Turnips. I don't even know what a turnip is.
It looks like you appear to be allergic. That's an important quality. You have any epinephrine? I'm afraid not. Frigor, you're going to have to tough this one out, okay?
Oh, come on.
All right. Let me call in my assistant, Roger Beck. He's going to explain tonight's events for you on our panel. Roger Beck, enter.
Hello, my friends.
Hello, Roger Beck. You are looking most shining this evening.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just spent the afternoon with George Hamilton.
How is he doing?
Very, very tan.
Oh.
And marvelous.
So if you wouldn't mind explaining a bit about the rules of tonight's events.
Yes. You are going to be set in a room. A very small but luxurious room. Filled with many scented bath oils.
Ooh.
Yes. And from there, we will give you free reign of the island.
Ooh. We're on an island, by the way.
Yes. A very, very pretty island. We will give you free reign of the island for 48 hours. And if you manage to stay on the island for 48 hours, you can leave. However, if you somehow manage to leave the island before the allotted time...
Well, we probably shouldn't waste their time talking about how they're going. They'll want to stay here forever.
They will find out.
Okay. I like this. This is a lovely island.
Oh, yes. Not at all lonely.
You're going to be okay there, Frigor?
I will manage.
All right, fantastic. All right, is there anything else you should mention? Oh, yes. You forgot to tell them about the hunt.
Ah, yes, the hunt. Now, what kind of weapons would you prefer? We have turkey guns, turkey knives... Turkey boxing gloves.
Do you have a death ray?
No, this isn't for you. No.
This is for me. It's very important to my hunt. Okay. Glad you didn't say Mike's. Anyway, if you wouldn't mind, please,
The turkey rifle.
Yes, the turkey rifle.
All right. Today
Look
we are going...
Look at it glimmer.
It is very well polished. You have done excellent, Roger Vec.
Thank you, sir.
Fantastic.
I do my best to make sure that all of my work glimmers with pride.
So, we'll be hunting the most dangerous game. Snakes?
Mimes?
No, Frigor, why would anybody want to hunt mimes?
Because if you shoot them and then they scream, they lose and then they die.
Oh, he makes a good point right there. Yes, but you see, I like to make a habit out of hunting villains.
Oh, yes. You remember that Ted Kaczynski fellow?
Oh, yes. He put up an excellent fight.
Very creative.
Okay.
Very creative use of the postal system.
Yes. I guess they mailed that one in express. Okay. I'm going to assume you locked the gates of the island. Yes. I'm going to assume we have a song break head start. Yes. Frigor?
Yes.
I'm going to assume your back is still broken and you're still having that swollen voice.
Oh, yes.
Oh, poop doodles. Well, while we're hiding, we might as well start by playing the Pirate Song of the Month, shall we?
Pirate Song of the Month.
All right. Yar. This be Captain Beard, and here be the Pirate Song of the Month on the World of Domination Hour.
We did not invite that fellow, but he is rather dashing.
When I was just a lad, looking for my true vocation, my father said, "Now, son, this choice deserves deliberation. Though you could be a doctor, or perhaps a financier, my boy, why not consider a more challenging career?"
Hey, ho, ho, you'll cruise the frolic shores.
See
you,
lad! Show him he's practicing!
Out of doors.
True friendship and adventure are what we can't live without.
And when you're a professional pirate,
that's what the job's about.
Upstage that! This is my only number. Now take Sir Francis Drake. The Spanish all despise him, but to the British he's a hero and they idolize him. It's how you look at buccaneers that makes them bad or good. And I see us as members of a noble brotherhood.
Hup! Hey ho ho!
Oh, I love it! It is poetry in motion.
Before we lose our tempers, we will always have to tell.
On occasion, there may be someone you have to execute.
And when you're a professional fighter,
you don't have to wear a suit. What?
I could have been a surgeon. I like taking things apart.
I could have been a lawyer, but I just had too much heart.
I could have been in politics, 'cause I've always been a big spender.
And me, I could have been a contender.
Some say that pirates steal and should be feared and hated. I say we're victims of bad press. It's all exaggerated. We'd never stab you in the back. We'd never lie or cheat. We're just about the nicest guy you'd ever want to meet. Tell the truth, lad. Do you really think the captain and the squire are planning to share the treasure with the likes of us? And we being the rightful owners who shed our blood getting it here. Join us, lad. Donate your compass to the treasure hunt and get a full share.
Hey, ho, ho.
It's one
for all the one. And we'll share and share alike with you and love you like a son. We're gentlemen of fortune and that's what we're proud to be. And when you're a professional fighter,
you'll be honest, brave and free. The soul of decency. You'll be loyal and fair and on the square. And most importantly,
when you're a professional pirate, you're always in the best of the country.
You're listening to WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
Frigor, I'm trying to find my Sex in the City Season 2 DVDs. Help me locate them!
It's right next to Smallville.
Still looking, and you're listening to WECB. You were just listening. Thunk! I was gonna say. You were just listening to Blue Bird from the Near soundtrack. And prior to that was Professional Pirate from the Muppet movie. Quick, Frigor, jump that waterfall! Well, I expected that splash to be a lot more climactic.
Yeah.
Well, Frigor, yeah, you look very, very sick. I'm thinking about going on without you right now. Mm-hmm. Give me one at for yes, two at for no. All right. Yes?
I don't understand the question.
Yes, you want me to leave you here and let you die?
No!
Yes, you want me to leave you here and let you die and then take all of your money?
I'll have no money.
Yes, you want me to call you a stupid moron right before I leave you to die and take your body and then leave it to have the ants eat it so that way that the ants can have some fun too because ants need food as well?
Okay,
at least the ants can eat it. Frigor, it's been nice knowing you. I am now going to tie you to this tree, and I'm going to cover you in steak sauce.
You had steak sauce?
I had steak sauce. It's delicious. You should try some.
I hate you.
Although, ironically, it has turnips in it. Which we have well established is only going to make you more allergic, so. So, I'm going to just.
I can no longer follow you.
I'm just going to run, okay? Stay moist, little buddy! Meanwhile, on the other side of the island, Roger Beck, look! A trail of steak sauce!
Ooh.
A classic mistake made by rookie villains whenever we try to hunt them.
Amateurs.
Indeed. Would you like to hand me my pistol? I care to shoot it misdirectedly in the air.
That would be grand.
Fantastic.
Look at the tropical birds.
I love having half a brain, don't you?
It is quite fun.
Yes. Meanwhile, back on the Baron. Huh? Ah! Ah! A seagull just fell from the sky and impaled my chest! And I only made it 2 feet away from Frigor! Yeah, this is awkward. Hey, sorry about that whole leaving you to die thing. We're still cool on that, right? I mean, you know, I have a seagull in my chest here.
What can I do about that? Seriously,
I don't
know. I'm tied to a freaking tree.
Frigor.
It sticks us.
Okay. How about we just close our eyes and think of really awesome thoughts?
Kids, if you clap your hands.
Right, okay. Yeah, alright. Just clap your hands. Close your eyes, audience, and clap your hands.
Clap louder. Seriously.
We need it right now. I'm losing a lot of blood. Alright.
I can't do this.
Frigor, I see a light. Hold on, Frigor. I'm going to... Well, where the hell am I? Who are you?
I am God.
Oh, sup, God. I'm the Baron.
I know who you are.
That's cool, so...
I've been following you, adventurous, for the past year or so.
Have you been following us on Twitter at WECBWDH or witnessing one of our many fine podcasts on worlddominationhour.com?
I'm on Friendster.
Wow, God, you're lame. I'm sorry,
hey,
but nobody uses Friendster.
Has my security been hacked?
Touche there, God. Touche.
You know what I'm doing.
You do know what you're doing. You have a plan.
I mean, do you know how dangerous it could be to have God's personal information out there on the world?
Yeah, I know. Those Anana jerks would have a lot of fun with that.
Indeed.
So, God, you know, is this it? Have I died?
Well, if you were to die, do you really think you would have shown up here?
Yeah, that's a good point. I always assumed I would go to Ultra Hell, which is like regular hell, only...
Only they play ABBA 24/7.
Yeah, only with more ABBA, so... What's up? What's the dealio?
Well, see, here we go, yo. Here's the scenario. What we're going to do is see that huddled mass over there in the corner?
Yes, that is certainly one huddled mass.
That is your partner. That is Frigor.
Oh, hello there, Frigor.
He can't hear you.
Oh, we're in someplace.
He's much closer to dead than you are.
Yeah.
You can be healed if you let him live as well.
Do I have to?
Who else will carry out your dumb experiments?
Oh, that's very true.
For real. I mean, the celery thing.
That was pretty weird. And painful from what I heard. Oh.
They still won't let you back into Branson.
No, man. We can't ever go back into Branson. They are ready to take the Baron.
Andy Williams is very upset with you.
Oh, he does not forgive. He is a very stern customer, that one. Oh, boy. Well... Is there anything I should know, God?
Well, if you refuse this offer, I will send you to Ultra Hell.
That's a fair thing. And can I ask a question?
Yes.
I've always wondered this since I was a child. And
you were a child once?
I was a child once, and I'm like, it's been on my mind. So, there are squares, and there are diamonds, and there are parallelograms.
Mm-hmm.
But... Is there a fifth shape you can make with four lines?
Is a trapezoid not a parallelogram?
Oh, trapezoids, that's what they're called. Thanks, I've been struggling with that for like decades now.
What do you think a Pizza Hut sign is?
I thought it was a Pizza Hut. I didn't know there was a specific shape.
If it helps you, it's a Pizza Hut.
I'm a Domino's person myself.
Do you want me to send you to Ultra Hut?
I'm going, God! Nice chilling with you, dude. Frigor, I just learned what a trapezoid was.
I've been dying for an hour, and
All you learned was geometry.
You're tuning into the World Domination Hour on WECB. Call us in at 617-824-8852. And while I'm getting this seagull out of my chest, how about we have ourselves a little song?
Sure.
That's cool. Here's an oldie but goodie from the Lion King.
Oh, there's a seagull in my chest.
Hurrah! Hurrah!
Oh, there's a seagull in my chest. Hurrah! Hurrah!
Okay.
And Fingo's allergic to turnip juice.
He's gonna nap, and it's going to be much use if we all escape and get shot by Shepperton O'Neill, who's got a gun.
And that sexy Hispanic man.
Yes. All right.
Oh, they're closing in!
Ah! We should have... Be prepared.
I know that your powers of retention are as wet as a warthog's backside, but thick as you are, pay attention. My words are a matter of pride. It's clear from your vacant expressions, the lights are not all on upstairs. But we're talking kings and successions. Even you can't be caught unawares. So prepare for the chance of a lifetime. Be prepared for sensational news. A shining new era is tiptoeing nearer.
And where do we feature?
Just listen to teacher. I know it sounds sordid, but you'll be rewarded when at last I am given my dues. And injustice deliciously square. Be prepared.
Yeah, be prepared. Yeah, we'll be prepared. For what?
For the death of the king.
Why, is he sick?
No, fool, we're gonna kill him. And Simba, too.
Great idea! Who needs a king?
No king, no king, la 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 la.
Idiots, there will be a king.
Hey, but you said...
I will be king. Stick with me, and you'll never go hungry again.
Yeah!
Hey, right. I love the king.
Long live the king.
To take certain duties on board. The future is littered with prizes, and though I'm the main addressee, the point that I must emphasize is you won't get a sniff without me. So prepare for the cool of the century. Be prepared for the murkiest sky. Meticulous planning, tenacity spanning, decades of denial is simply why I'll be king undisputed, respected, saluted, and seen for the wonder I am. Yes, my teeth and ambitions are bared. Be prepared.
Yes, my teeth and ambitions are bared.
Be prepared.
Here at WECB, we want you to be all that you can WECB.
We'll be right back.
try.
You were just listening to You Won't See Me Coming from Genkutsuo, also known as Count of Monte Cristo in Space with Blue Vampires. We haven't played that one in a long time on the World Domination Hour.
That was pretty cool.
We also, however, have played more recently on the World Domination Hour, Be Prepared from The Lion King. And yeah. Frigor, you had some fascinating trivia on that.
Yeah. Awesome bits. Tim Curry and Malcolm McDowell were both considered for Scar, which would have been awesome either way.
Yes.
We got Jeremy Irons, which is also awesome.
That's pretty good.
And all five of the surviving members of Monty Python after the death of Graham Chapman and Patrick Stewart were considered for Zazu.
Huh. All right.
And it ended up going to Rowan Atkinson, which is also awesome.
Fantastic. Shall we resume?
Yes.
Ah! All right. You guys really didn't put up much of a struggle.
No.
This is actually the easiest prey we've ever had to catch.
I mean, you've only been gone, what, 45 minutes?
No, not even. It's more like 20.
Yeah.
20 minutes.
I mean, you guys, seriously, you barely even left the driveway.
I know. I feel bad for you.
We were just in the living room.
I don't need
coffee.
Your sympathy. Go ahead. Plug me.
Oh, that would be too easy.
I know. You're ruining the fun.
I wouldn't mind being killed.
Yeah, you can do Frigor, probably. No! Where's the villainy? Where's the passion? Where's the desire to do evil?
Where's the sweet release of death?
Yeah, come on. You're going to bite him here or what? He's tied up and all steak sauced up for you. Come on. Do it.
I honestly just... I don't really feel that good about this. How about you, Roger Beck?
See, there's no sport in killing a trapped animal.
No.
We must corner him ourselves.
Yes.
You cornered him with your own stupidity.
Yes.
Well, how about this? I have a little present that I would like to give to you.
Oh, how nice of you.
What is it? It's called a single! Roger Beck! Right through the chest, your only weak point.
How did they know?
Roger, speak to me, Roger.
Madre, yo estoy...
fiends will pay for what you did to Roger Beck.
He could speak Spanish?
Yeah, I didn't know that. He was trying. He was learning it from me. We were going to go to Madrid for our anniversary.
Well, wow. We put a damper on that, didn't we, Frigor?
Wow. Who knew Ricardo Montalban was gay?
I don't know, yeah. Okay,
Moving on.
Moving on.
So, it comes down to this. Oh, not only am I going to kill you, but I am going to skin you. I am going to cut your eyes open and make sure that tiny creatures lay eggs. Yeah. I'm going to take your skin and fold it like a napkin. I am going to lay your body out still living in the sun and have it bathed for days on end on a slab.
Sidney Poitier.
You don't...
That's a good movie.
You don't...
And a play.
You don't...
P. Diddy did a version.
You don't fear death?
Dude, I've been begging for death since the day I was... I don't even know how I came into this world.
That's funny. All I've ever done was take, 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 and never have I actually given anything to anyone.
We weren't really... I wasn't really asking for anything. I was mostly asking for the sweet release of death.
Well,
and Baron, I mean, like, you're... You're doing whatever you're doing.
I'm stitching up my seagull wound right here with a needle and thread like I was taught in Boy Scouts.
Oh. They let you in the Boy Scouts?
No, I snuck in.
Oh, okay. That's going to get really infected, by the way.
I know. I'm sewed my fingers into my chest. Frigor, you keep doing what you're doing over there.
Well, any final words before I murder you?
Baron?
Yeah?
You can't have my stuff.
Frigor, that was the nicest thing you've ever said.
I know. You really wouldn't have wanted any of it anyway.
Also, catch this knife.
What? Ooh.
All right, there you go. Frigor? He's just kind of standing there. He's got a gun. I think he's just going to wimp out on this offer. I suggest you go to town. You get to have your first kill today, Frigor. Isn't that exciting? No!
Ow!
Damn, I've run out of bullets.
Wow, Frigor, I
only had room for three.
That's strange.
I know.
I mean, it's usually an even number.
Wait a second.
Or five.
There's a note in the gun chamber. Dear Sherbert, I hope you get this note. I left a little surprise for you for our anniversary. Love, Roger Beck. Roger.
So?
I suggest you just don't ask questions.
Should I kill him or should we just
run? Yeah, this is getting ugly. Let's just ditch it. Okay, you take it easy. Frigor, jump on my back. Jet boots away! Well, here we are, jet booting away in the sky. Want to play some Emily Autumn as our final song of the night?
Why not?
All right. Here's God Help Me from Emily Autumn on WECB, the underground sound of Emerson College.
Why did you go up? That didn't make any sense.
The same crime, I'd be sitting on top of the world. choose. I've got too much to lose. Don't make me choose. I've got too much to lose. Don't make me choose. I've got too much to fucking lose. For I am with you, and also with you. I am with you, and also with you.
Just listening to God Help Me by Emily Autumn.
So that's what it was called.
Yeah. In case you didn't get the hints, Emily Autumn is renowned for her subtlety. So, yes, we certainly had a time today, didn't we, Free Igor?
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was only an hour-long show.
Yes, forgive us for that.
We would be sorry, but we're pretty sure no one's listening.
Yeah, like... four of you.
Hi, all four of you. You guys doing good out there?
Hi,
you're
Mom.
Pretty and special. And Free Gore's mom.
Yeah.
And Free Gore's dad.
Well, maybe,
oh,
actually.
Wait, no, alrighty. So,
for all I know.
So, what would you say was the overarching lesson of today's episode, Free Gore?
Never enter a sweepstakes.
Exactly. And in your case, never do anything.
I know, I shouldn't even leave the house.
Ever. Yeah, no, it ends badly, Free Gore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right, I guess. Oh, Frigo, can you do this fan a favor? Can you say the word scrumbles?
Scrumbles?
Yes, and use it in a sentence if you would.
I ordered this pie with no scrumbles.
Fantastic. He ordered that pie with no scrumbles, ladies and gentlemen. And I can't think of a better note to end on than that. By the way, be sure to stay tuned for the World Domination Hour holiday special.
Ding,
ooh,
ding, ding,
coming up
ding,
in 2 weeks,
ding, ding.
You'll get that warm Christmassy feeling inside and outside and all over you as we slice it out of your throat.
And we set you on fire.
Under the mistletoe.
With a Yule log.
Yes, and watch you burn. Burn with Yuletide Cheer. That's the name of our special, I think. Burn with Yuletide Cheer. Oh, fantastic.
Well, Frigor, I think it's time we had ourselves a little sign-off.
This has been Works for Frigor.
And this has been your ever-malevolent host, the Baron. Good night, and sleep with one eye open.
Sure. Yeah.